Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 16th day of March. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all you first responders and folks helping people out there because of the rains and whatever else you're helping for in Loganville.
Yeah.
Out in Loganville.
Out 78.
Yeah.
Hope you don't have any trees down anything out that way. But as we wake up this morning, we got a little sunlight starting to try to come up. It's cloudy out, but you can see a little better than you could about an hour ago when we first came on the air, Greg.
Really? Let me let you know what we got going on around here in case you can't get in front of a TV. We have got Hawks at Brooklyn. I don't know why I couldn't get that out. At Brooklyn. It's going to be on V103. Mm-hmm. Pre-tip at 5:30, tip at 6, and we've also got Atlanta United versus that dude. He's in town.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day when certain athletes would come to town, they'd give traffic reports. That's how big of an athlete they were. They don't do that for
me. Well, they could for this guy, but we're not sure how much we're going to see him. We're going to see him. He's made the trip.
Hey, he's made the trip?
We don't know. He's supposed to make the trip. According to Jason Longshore yesterday, he's supposed to make the trip. We'll check in with Jason next hour.
That's right.
And we'll find out for sure if he's changed and decided he's not coming to town.
I heard it hit some rain up there.
I don't know if I want to go. Yeah, no, but I think he comes to town. And people will get to see him, bring your phones, or whatever you like, cameras, like take pictures of him. You'll be there in the flesh. But how much he plays, we don't know.
All right. Well, that pre-kick is a 6 o'clock kick at 7, and we have that for you here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, a couple pieces of business before we get into this other stuff. I couldn't believe this, but there is literally only one Matthews in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And it's Bruce.
Okay.
Clay was up in 21. He didn't get inducted.
Mm-hmm.
He'll probably go back and he'll be there for a minute, but I thought there were more than one Matthews in the Hall of Fame.
No, but so, there've been many that played in the NFL. They've had three generations to play in the NFL.
Now here's what I was curious about too. Did you know that there were three sets of fathers and sons? Three sets of fathers and sons
in the Hall of Fame.
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Okay.
None of them put on the pads.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
None of them. Not now. One of them put on the pads.
Okay.
You had Willington and Tim Mara. Willington. I like saying that name. Willington. Art and Dan Rooney.
Mm-hmm.
And Ed and Steve Sable. NFL Films.
Okay.
So those are the three.
Steve Sable had on pads. Not in the league.
No, he didn't have it in the league. He played a little bit.
That's how it got started.
Right.
His dad just wanted to do films of his son playing games. But that's the origin of NFL films. And then they had the voice of John Facenda.
Who never really said the something tundra.
The frozen tundra.
No, the frozen tundra.
That's Ray Scott.
Okay.
Okay.
But he did it in Facenda's voice. I'm all confused.
Ray Scott's at the Frozen Tundra.
All right, this is the Sam and Greg PSA. I'm going to say it once. We had the parade yesterday in downtown. all the folks connected with Atlanta PD and officials around town did a great job in making sure things got, as far as I could tell,
nobody was getting past the street that we were. But yeah. They backed that big truck up there. It was like nothing, you know, nothing was getting through there.
Well, they obviously they did made what they sure. needed to do, and they made it was a safe environment, and so all of that. So I say that because tomorrow is officially St. Patrick's Day, and you know what that day / night traditionally is. And it is also on one of the days on the Sam and Greg amateur night list or amateur day list. And those are days and unfortunately nights of the year that people who don't normally drink and drive are drinking and driving. So be very careful out there. So you have New Year's Eve. You have Cinco de Mayo. You have the three summer holidays. You have Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day. You have Halloween night. You have Super Bowl Sunday. And you have tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Those are the eight amateur nights, amateur days, if you will, of the year. Be very careful out there. All right?
As you sip your green beer, whatever you...
You're going to have yourself a bit of a pint of Guinness. With an English accent, I couldn't get the Irish one out. Anyway, just be careful out there, all right? Just be very, very careful. All right, man. Three cheers and three jeers. Started this a few weeks ago.
What made you happy this week? What ticked you off this week? You know, you got three cheers or three jeers, and, you know, we like folks to share them at this time. It's what we do.
Why are you looking at me? I went first last time.
I'll go first.
There you go.
I got three cheers, three cheers. You know what? Let me see if I got this thing right. My first cheer is there will be baseball practice squads. You heard me. You always heard about football practice squads. There'll be baseball practice squads this year. The Marlins are going to institute a practice squad.
Okay.
And it's going to be you, but you got to be in Jupiter, Florida. And, you know, you can be someone who's played some ball. Let me see. The Miami Marlins playing development system seeking practice squad participants. They're going to pay you $150 a day.
Like a casting call.
Right. They're going to pay $150 a day. Requires availability from noon to 5, 10 to 15 home games. They want people who've played, you know, college ball, maybe play some professional ball. You want to get out and help, I guess, your extended spring training league team or your rookie league guys are down there. That's a job. Practice squad from the Marlins. That's a cheer. That's a chance for guys to get back out there and play.
It's like a fantasy camp.
On $150, going to pay you every day. All right. Second cheer is on June 28th at Atlanta Motor Speedway. I promise you something, Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Yes, you did.
The Quaker State 400 starts the NASCAR in-season tournament.
Right.
They'll be on TNT with friend of the show. You know, Adam Alexander will be a part of that. But also a part of this, the Sea Lions will be back. It was announced this week that the Sea Lions will be back at Atlanta Motor Speedway. They were big hit.
When was this?
Dude, they were big hit when they were here several weeks ago. The Sea Lions.
I was thinking something completely different.
No, the Sea Lions are better. They have the big tank out there, and they're going to come out and do some.
Will they make that noise, actually?
I don't know if they will, but
The sea lion.
We went to see Caleb Johnson and I were out there at the race, and I said, Caleb, let's go find these sea lions, man.
Okay.
I heard they were out there, and so we went. We found, you know, the little tunnel that takes you out.
Little 60 minutes, little investigative reporting.
We went out and we found it, and there they were, man. And they were a big attraction. People loved them.
Where do they have them? Inside, outside?
At the gate. It's at the main gate. On your way into the gate.
Oh, when you're coming in.
Only on your way coming in, they had them set up. And they have a lot of different things on display out there, little different things that you had, you know, broadcast. Some radio stations were broadcasting live and whatnot.
Okay.
And so right there out front was this tank. And who expected
to huge.
See, who expected to see that?
No. That's what I'm saying. This is not Florida. You wouldn't expect to see sea lions at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
So that's another cheer. Is that my second cheer? Sea Lions are returning to Atlanta Motor Speedway. My third cheer is something that happened with someone that we got to know here in Atlanta who left us before this basketball season started. Coach Amir Abdul-Rahim. Remember him at Kennesaw State and down in South Florida. The Atlanta Athletic Conference gave him the honorary Coach of the Year, posthumously awarded the honorary Coach of the Year to coach Amir. We all remember what he did at Kennesaw State and was doing a great job at South Florida when he left his untimely passing. So that was my other cheer. Those are my three cheers. The Sea Lions are back, practice squads for baseball, and they're honoring Coach Amir.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll get through mine real quick here. I mentioned one already, and that's Rick Pitino taking St. John's to where he's taking him to. And I think that's the story of the tournament so far. Y'all ain't going to like this, but you know where I'm from. Mm-hmm. And he's coming there with a chip on the shoulder, so I'm looking forward to Grady Jarrett being in the Bears uniform this year. I know it's bittersweet, but they pushed him out of town.
Yeah.
And so he, no better place for him to land than right there on the lakefront. So I ain't mad at them all. And then the third one is Ovechkin. Let's talk about this. He got another goal. He is sitting there at 887. Eight behind Wayne Gretzky, a record that many thought would never be broken. And so here we are. Enjoy it as it's happening.
Yeah.
You don't get to see greatness all that much. I realize that he may not be the most warm and fuzzy person breaking it, but he's breaking it. Speaking of which, you know who I've been seeing a lot of interviews with lately?
Warm and fuzzy.
He ain't warm and fuzzy, the person I'm talking about. I've been seeing a lot of Barry Bonds. Have you been seeing him in interviews?
He's been popping up a little bit.
Right. Like he just got released or something. Where's he been? Because the second he starts talking, it reminded me why I don't want to hear from you, man. You were great. There's just certain people you cannot not acknowledge what they do and how well they do it.
Right.
But you don't necessarily want to get to know them. There's a handful of people in that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We were just talking about one.
And he would kind of be that way, especially with media. Always wanted to be kind of distant.
Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Can I tell you something else? I saw this. Oh, I'm sorry, Noel.
Yeah.
We got her three. Go ahead. What's her three cheers and jeers?
What do you have this week?
Real quick, we got some cheers. Let's see. Asia Wilson's shoe date is revealed. It shall be out in May, which is right in time for the WNBA season. Angel Reese is Unrivaled's Defensive Player of the Year. And LOL at the national media, nobody was bluffing. Cousins will be here.
Drew.
All right. Speaking of football, do y'all remember, what would you say as far as if you are a musician, you're an entertainer, what's the most prestigious, I hate to use the word gig, it's just like such a dated term, but in a job, in this country, if you could be hired to be, it's like the host of the Oscars, right? But I'm talking about a musician, entertainer. What is, in your mind, the most prestigious event you could perform at?
No, I didn't say an event. I said venue. I was going to say Carnegie Hall.
No. Event. Come on, it's right there. We've kind of been dancing around it.
Oh, Super Bowl?
Right. Okay, so that's what it is. We all agree that's the most prestigious. Do you know when that became that and how it happened? Because I had forgotten completely about this. There's some people who know it. I know you knew it off the top of my head where I was going with this. But why it is the most prestigious and when it changed, 1993, and why that happened? The NFL's halftime show used to be just kind of average. It was like,
it was a marching band.
Yeah, marching bands and winter festivals and themes like
that.
Up with people. Maybe when they would, back in the day in Detroit, they'd do the Motown things. But what happened in 92 changed everything. And I had completely forgotten about this. Keenan Ivory Wayans decided to do a live Living Color show during the halftime of the Super Bowl in 92.
Okay.
And they got 20 million views. In fact, let me go right to this because I want to make sure I got this correctly. Yeah. They had, in 92, Winter Olympic show, Bebop and Bamboozle. That's what was going on as far as, the halftime show. In 92, Fox decided to air live episodes of In Living Color. Jim Carrey was talking, the other people on the show. And that episode got 20 million viewers during the halftime. They came on live for that 15, 20 minutes and hijacked the NFL. Now, who does that to the NFL Nobody.
Nobody.
The
right?
last people group of people to do it was Keenan Ivory Wayans back in 92.
Well, depends on who gets the next Super Bowl halftime. Somebody may give it a shot.
No. Not like this. Because what they did was they were doing all these mundane halftime shows. And then when Living Color did that, next year, Michael Jackson.
Okay.
And that started it. That's when it started building up the halftime shows. But it didn't happen for those who couldn't remember. I remember when it happened, but I completely forgot about it. But In Living Color made the NFL step up their game.
Nice.
Nice. All right, coming up next year. Oh, it's been a minute. We haven't talked to her since her birthday. Gail Devers, remember we gave her a shout? Yep, she gave us a ring on her birthday. Right, so she is coming up next. Looking forward to this Olympic champion. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Sunday morning. It's the 16th day of March. It's now the sun's coming up. Don't you hate Mother
what?
Nature puts her foot you know where all night long, and you wake up and it's blue skies out there.
Yeah. Right? Well, it's not totally blue. It's some
getting
clouds.
There.
It's getting there. It's going to have some work to get there. But
it's going to be a blue sky today, and it's going to make you think, oh, it just drives you crazy. But we have a very special friend of the show.
Yes, and always.
And while she doesn't join us a lot, she has joined us at very special times. And I think the last time we spoke to her was on her birthday. Ah. And she was nice enough to pick up, and she had an unexpected little interview with Sam and Greg on her birthday. But want to welcome her back to the show, and happy 2025 to you and all of that. Gail Devers, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're dry and not much and wind damage.
No tree down or anything like that.
Yeah.
I hope everything is well around your neighborhood.
Yes, absolutely. You good?
Yes,
you good?
We're doing fine. Yes, thank you.
Well, wonderful. We're always great to talk with you. Always you're doing some great things, but we really want to talk with you about an event you have coming up that has your name on it and is going to feature some young people doing what you've done so very well, right?
We do. We have the Gail Devers Invitational, our third annual. It will be Saturday, March 22nd at Mountain View High School in Lawrenceville, and we are really excited. I mean, we've got like 44 teams. We still have people calling in saying, can I get in? And so I know Langston Hughes has already put it out that they are ready to run something really fast. They went down to Florida, ran a great relay. Now they're bringing their kids back up. I think Maurice Gleaton, I think he ran a 10-0.
Whoa.
Over the weekend, so
okay. Yeah,
he'll be in the meet, so it's going to be exciting.
Gail, this is what's surprising to me, and I don't know how this played out, and I think it's going to be a marvelous event, but how is it that somebody of your caliber only has a tournament that's been around for 3 years? I would think there'd have been an invitational with your name attached to it going on for a little bit longer than that.
You know what? I was voluntold to do this. So
I like the way she put that.
Right? Started. Yeah. And so now, we're doing it through my foundation, Gail Force Foundation Inc. We just kind of started that back up and wanting to do a lot of things. We're actually going to take things on the road, as far as going back to my hometown in San Diego, National City, my high school, and do some meets and some clinics and stuff like that. So it's exciting now. I'm getting into it. At first, I was like, yeah, it's kind of weird having my name on a meet, but it's actually very cool now. I like it.
But those of us who don't know, and you now looking back on your career, events like this when you were coming up, how important were they, and are there enough of them around for the track world?
I think they're starting to be, I think those, I say our elder statesmen of track and field are starting to turn around and put more back into these athletes. And that's only going to help us. I mean, I think we're leading up until 2028, where my expectation is that we're going to have a great team and it's going to be on home soil. And what these high school meets are doing is giving exposure to the young athletes. So the collegiate coaches can take a look at these kids and say, hey, and it's right here in your hometown. Georgia has a lot of great athletes. And I want the coaches to be able to see, okay, this is an experience where I can go to this meet if I don't have anything on that day, or can send somebody out there and find these kids that are willing to put it all on the line on that day. And hopefully that will get them scholarships and get them into college and save some money out of their parents' pockets.
How about that? She would think about that, too, being a mom. That's important stuff.
Absolutely.
Spend time with the WaveWord.com hotline with Olympic legend Gail Devers. Always great to spend some time with her. And she is social. You can find her at I'm Gail Devers, at I'm Gail Devers on Instagram, on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it this month. She is there. This event is special, but there's also some things that you want people to know that they can take advantage of or enjoy by being a part of this event, right? There's a vehicle you want people to know about, right?
Definitely. Yeah, we have some great, great sponsors this year. And so our sponsors are doing a lot of things. We have Whataburger is one of our sponsors, and they'll be feeding us, as well as Soul Food Buford. So come on out. We've got some great vendors. Elamine Orthopedics and Institute will be there. PNC Bank is one of our sponsors. Big Peach Running Company, Andretti's, USATF. And so what we have is that people that enter through the door, they will have a ticket. And we do drawings throughout the day. One of our big sponsors is Mercedes-Benz, and they will actually, it's the one in Buford. In Duluth. They will actually have a vehicle, a Sprinter van. Get it, Sprinter, track and field.
We go. Okay. All right. We get the connection.
So they're going to be there. And they have now a contract with Georgia schools, high schools, colleges, whatever, where you can actually purchase a Sprinter cargo van. They can you know, customize it the way you want it to be. But it's now a special called the Gail Devers Invitational Special, where you can get 10% off just by mentioning the Gail Devers Invitational. And there's a QR code. We'll have one actually on site that you can view and look inside. And so it's a cool thing that, you know, we're starting to bring. The whole goal is to bring businesses that are in the community, bring light to them, and let people know that these businesses support your children. So you should turn around and support them. Andretti's is giving family experiences. So we'll have a couple giveaways that will be a family pack that you can go and experience that. Mercedes is going to give away a whole bunch of stuff, you know, a big little gifts and stuff like that. So it's just a way that you come to the meet and it's an experience, not just a track meet. You'll be entertained by the athletes. You'll be, you get the local vendors that are in the area. And then some of the businesses that we want you to turn around and go and spend your money at, they're coming to give stuff to you too. So
ooh,
it's a win-win.
Man, that's Gail Devers from the GDI, right?
Yeah,
Gail Devers Invitational,
yes.
Happening on March 22nd. You know, Sam brought this up a second ago, and I want to go a little different route here because that's what I do. Forgive me, I don't know. How old are your kids? And I'm asking for a reason.
I have a 19-year-old.
Okay.
Well, I have a 19-year-old. She's running at UGA, and then I have a 11th grader, Legacy. So Carson is K-A-R-S-E-N. Phillips is at UGA, and then Legacy is at Mountain View.
So I ask because I at this point, they have an appreciation, hopefully, for what their mother did. Right?
I don't know.
Well, come on. Because, see, here's the thing. At the end of the day, you can shut up and go, you know, I ran so fast I could get a ticket in neighborhoods. Because when you get a gold medal, you are literally running faster than the 25-mile-an-hour speed limit,
right?
So you could tell them I could get a ticket when I was running. But as your kids, you said your one daughter's running. Is she looking to, you know, following mom's footsteps and possibly is 28 too soon and maybe 32 is around the corner, something that she might want to be a part of?
I think she has the capability of doing it. And it's just, I think for, I always tell them, you guys are like still track dumb because they didn't start running when they were young. They didn't
Did you
start
say track,
until they were high school.
Track dumb?
Track dumb, absolutely, because they don't have a clue what they're doing.
Who coined that phrase?
That's a great phrase.
Who coined that phrase?
That's a me thing.
Track, you better go and trademark that.
Wow.
Because I've watched them run. I mean, they have the gift. I don't think they know they have the gift yet because I look at them and I'm like, oh, gosh, you're better than me at this. Oh, my gosh, if you would do this. But they're still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched, I've watched them run races and they get a personal best. And I'm like, you only ran like half the race or one third of the race. If you could figure out what to do and then consistently do that, oh, my gosh. You know, I'm like, I would never step in the blocks with you. And so I think that's what they're starting to, and it's about believing in themselves too, you know, mm-hmm. where, you know, thankfully their last name is Phillips and they don't, you know, it's not Devers. I'm known as Devers. So really people are just now starting to figure out mm-hmm. that, oh, Carson Phillips, Legacy Phillips. I mean, they look like her, but, oh, that must be their mom, you know. And so they don't have that pressure. Now they're starting to get it where people are like, okay, what is this child going to do or what are these kids going to do? But I think once they figure it out, and I would love to see, like Carson, I would love to see Carson run the 100-meter hurdles because I think she has that because she's that I think hurdlers have to have some – speed and they have to have a little bit of crazy and she's got all that where she's just willing to like, you know, leave the ground full speed and keep going. I had her one time I was just, you know, doing a clinic one day and she just happened to be there and I said, she kept saying, can I go over the hurdle? I'm like, girl, you don't hurdle. And so she said, can I go over? She asked me enough time. So it was more like, okay, you're bothering me now. Just go over it. Go. And I had set the hurdles up because I was working with hurdlers who knew what they were doing. So I had them kind of jammed. And for somebody who doesn't know, you're going to get off balance because you don't know what you're doing. And I saw her take the hurdles, and what should have made her either fall or bail out, she just took it with the other leg. You don't do that in the 100-meter hurdles. I'm like, okay, we're going to have to tell Coach Carroll.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some things that I love to see them try, and I think if they just, you know, I think track and field is about leaving your brain at the door.
Right.
And
right.
So a lot of these athletes, I have to tell them, it's not a thinking person's event. It's a reaction. You have to react and go. Don't think about it, because if you think about it, you're going to be left behind. So I think once they figure that out, you know, because they got the brain part of it, I'm like, put your brain or give it to me. Let me put it in a bag until you're done with this meet. So well, that's why I say track them.
Okay. That's a great phrase. Gail, first of all, Sam personally knows Edwin Moses. So he's going to try and get him on the phone for you. You can talk to your kid there and see if he can help him out. I figured you
should. She know Edwin Moses.
I was going to say, you should know Edwin,
yes,
too.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
She was at Edwin's meet last year.
Oh, well, then. Yeah.
We don't need you then. Fantastic. No, she didn't.
But here's what.
You know what? We've been so busy. I wanted to reach out to, you know, like, you've got Gwen and we've got Christy Castle. We've got all these people that live here. The White Phillips, they're going to come out and do some things. They all live here. But it's like, I want to make sure, like, I'm trying to do things through my foundation and eventually get a grant to make this, like, really, really big and be able to offer those that come out, you know, an honorarium. You know, these are Olympians, but that's what they do, you know. And so I don't want to say, oh, will you just come as a favor? I want to be able to offer you something to say, come here, you know, VIP experience and all that kind of stuff. So I've been kind of waiting, and I said next year it's going to be, you know, we're going to really blow it up. Every year we're trying to get bigger and bigger. You know, this year we got a Jumbotron where we've got our sponsors will have commercials on the Jumbotron. So if you guys know anybody who wants to be a part of this, tell them to go to my foundation's website, GaleForceFoundationInc.org, and help us out or tell us how to figure out, you know, how we get grants for a 501c3.
Listen, we're up against it, and I want to say this before we let you go here. As we approach in 28, the Olympics coming back to America, I want to know, and I know you can't do it right now, and maybe this is something as we get closer, you might have to be shh about, but you better be one of the people carrying the torch.
I don't know anything about that.
There you go. That's the answer we want. Because, yeah, listen, you're a gold medalist, and it's going to be back here in America, and at some point you should be.
And it's going to be in California.
You should be. We want to see you running with that torch. That's all I want to say. You can confirm it if you want to.
Okay, I got you.
You got
March 22nd.
Our main goal is that it will be 32 years since the U.S. women have won the 100-meter gold medal, which was mine back in 1996. So my goal is to see that come back on American soil.
Look at her preach.
Wow.
And she's faster than the speed limit.
How about that? March 22nd is happening out of Mountain View High School, the Gail Devers Invitational. Great luck with it. I hope to come by there and check it out. Should be a great time next week.
Thank you, as always, Gail.
Oh, definitely. If you're there, let me know. We get you in. Anybody else, please go to GoFan and get your tickets and come. It's going to be a great experience. And thank you guys so much for helping me promote this.
We're always here for you. Always. We're always here for it. Right. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and thank you. And March 22nd, hope to see you out there. Yeah, man, look, she could get a ticket. Her kids get out of line. Any of these track stars, you know, when they get out, say, you can't outrun me. You can't outtalk. I can get a ticket in this neighborhood. I just think that's funny. They're running faster than the speed posted. There's money flying through the air. Sam got a fresh casting call. Going to let you know about that. Also, we got some more college basketball, and you got some names of some of these schools.
Oh yeah,
that are playing that we're gonna talk about coming up top of the hour. Jason Longshore is going to get a set for Atlanta United and Inter Miami, which is going on, in case you can't get in front of a TV, kick at 7 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 16th day of March.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get back to why this song is important in just a second.
Okay.
But I want to read something that we got from Chief Brandon.
Okay.
We've been talking about Paulding County and how they got hit last night, so I reached out to him just to check on him, but also personally how he was doing with his family. Because, you know, you always reach out to the folks, you know, our first responders, and we always ask about the areas that they cover, but not them. How'd your house make out? How'd any trees fall down and keep you from pulling out your driveway?
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, long night, but all is well, very minimal injuries considering the amount of damage in the county. He said. So all his personnel are doing great and performed incredible last night, he said. And which, of course, he said is never in doubt. So Paulding County's finest last night were doing yeoman's work and as best as they could try to keep people's life as normal as possible, given the rains and whenever there was a situation and wherever it was, they addressed it. So This is what I'm getting from his text there.
So, all right.
And he's doing fine.
Cool.
And wherever you are, we've been talking about this all morning long. If now that the light is up and you notice there's trees down or this busy street has got some issues or that
some
area.
Standing water.
Yeah.
Well, watch out for that.
Highly traveled area. You want to give us a shout, 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. This is the casting call segment. I'm going to let you guys know about some of the opportunities that are there, but I gotta address something here. And Noelle had me cracking up. This is long after work yesterday. Something that she said, because I talked about this, what we're going to talk about here real quick, because I have not mentioned that much about Beauty in Black, have I? Have I been obnoxious about that?
No.
Not really?
No.
Okay, so let me just put it out there right now. This is why I was gone a month or so ago. I have been blessed to be in a number of episodes. I got boosted up for some reason, in season two, and I am playing a prominent part in season two in Beauty in Black.
Okay.
And I want to thank Tyler Perry, and I want to thank anybody else who had something to do with this. I want to thank the folks here, Mike Conti, and everybody who's letting me get away to go tape those. Now, I say that, and of course, you need to check out Beauty in Black. It's now airing on Netflix, and yours truly plays James the Butler. That's me.
Okay.
Now in that category with Samuel L. Jackson and Forrest Whitaker and all the other great actors that at some point played a butler.
Played a butler, right.
So I'm James the Butler. But I did this because I did not know. And the guy who I am working for in the show is Horace Bellery. I work for Mr. Bellery. I'm his butler. Horace Bellery, if you know the show, the patriarch of the Bellery family, and boy, this family is something. I'll just leave it at that, is Rico Ross. Now, is it still airing, or can you turn this up a little bit more, Noel, as it already kind of played out? That song you heard, for those who watch the show or haven't watched the show, so, Noel, you got to come out here, too, and say what you said. See, I love me some Whitney Houston, and I loved all the music, and I'd get her CDs or get whatever back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But her videos would kind of come and go. Yeah, I kind of remember them, and I kind of remember this one. But I don't really remember it. Well, Rico Ross was the star of this video. He is Whitney Houston's love interest, if you will, in this video.
Really?
He's the guy who's the patriarch in Beauty in Black. So I tell this to Noel yesterday, and Noel comes on and says this.
I said, oh, he's the fake Jermaine Jackson?
She said she called him a fake Jermaine Jackson. Why? I have no idea. But I had forgotten, as Noel put it.
Well, there was the rumor that Jermaine and
Whitney.
Jermaine and Whitney were in an illicit relationship. And he was also her manager at the time. Manager and producer at the time. So if you remember the video, Greg's co-star is the engineer and producer of the song in the video, but in real life, that was actually Jermaine's spot as the producer. So he was in fact playing a fake Jermaine Jackson.
Wow,
that's why she said it. Yeah. But he's just like stupid good looking.
Yeah.
You know
so as
mean?
Soon as Greg was like, you know, the guy from Saving All My Love, that was my father. I said, oh, fake Jermaine Jackson. I know exactly who that is.
See.
You know,
but add something to that. You know, that's what prevented her. First happened from being the best new artist.
Uh-huh.
Because she had recorded, I guess, something with Jermaine Jackson. And so
it was a duet or something with Jermaine.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they said, well, you can't be the best new artist. And people are like, what?
Really?
You know, but they wouldn't allow her to get that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nowadays, people be out 6 years and win best new artist.
Right. You know? Oh, my goodness.
So anyway, I'm just saying, it's one of those things. I showed it to Tracy last night, and she's like, oh, yeah, I didn't even realize that. She loves your analogy, though, the fake Jermaine Jackson. But and I didn't know that, though, because I wasn't following up on who was dating who back then. In fact, I don't do it now. But they're a good-looking dude. Some people you just like, where's the line for that?
Central casting.
No, I mean, central casting. But you got to look like that to come out of central casting. I want to know before you came out of heaven, what line do you stand in to get them looks, right? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so that's please, folks. Enjoy Beauty in Black if you haven't seen it yet. I am blessed to be on the show. I'm hoping it gets picked up again, and I'm doing what Mr. Perry asked me to do. When you watch that, just know that.
There you go.
I'm doing what he's asking.
There you go.
And I got, and all y'all that got a problem with this dude, from my experiences, just no. I have had nothing but over the moon positive experiences with the people who work down there, getting there, getting out, any sort of hiccup going on set, because everything is self-contained. He's got everything there. Issues are taken care of like that. So, you know, I ain't got nothing bad to say about it. And they didn't know I was going to say all this. I mean, and I haven't talked about it a lot, right? So I haven't been beating you over the head with this show. But wait till Superman comes out. It'll be out in a few months. I'll be talking about that. Cab Casting. They have a new film project, and they are looking for babies. Now, we've talked about this before, Sam. They don't just need one, even though the scene may call for a baby. When they reach out, they're looking for twins. They're looking for triplets. They'll take the individual baby, but because of the amount of time a kid can spend on set, they got to keep, you know, rotating them.
Okay.
That's why if you see every famous baby in it, there's usually twins, you know, that were actually doing the scene.
So when one gets kind of tired or whatnot, they just bring the other one
in. Exactly. Gold standard being the Olsons, you know, they rotated those in and out. So this is, they're looking for a black, light-skinned female.
Okay.
Black, light-skinned female. Doesn't have to be American. Again, you're just going to lay there and cry. Infant to six.
Lay there
and cry. Lay there and cry, right?
You may not cry. You may make coo.
All right,
they
smile
coo.
And whatever.
They coo.
Well, infant to 6 years, 6 months old.
Yeah.
Get that kid to work.
Absolutely. Put that
infant
kid to work.
6 months old. Again,
they got to get the card for him, though, right?
All minors have to have that certificate from the Georgia Department of Labor. And Sam, I happen to have the link right there in the breakdown, so you ain't got to go searching for it. Roselot Casting, doing a doing two projects. Now, listen to this. We just got through talking to who? Gail Devers.
Gail Devers.
There's a need for a girls' track team.
Oh, man.
For this project, The Good Daughter. Looking for young girls, any ethnicity, to play track runners. Also, athletes, young female athletes who are comfortable running, 12 to 19 years old.
There are a lot of them around.
Well, you need to give them a call.
Town.
Reach out to them and tell them there's a project with Roselot Casting on Greg's casting call, which they can see on 929thegame.com/casting call, or they can see it on X.
Now, when will they need them now? Will they need them
well,
now?
Well, this film, here's the deal. I will tell you that,
because
Sam.
they're in season right now.
Well, it don't matter. They're going to have to take a break. Because the fitting, by the way, you get paid for your fitting. They're going to fit you in whatever they want you to run in. That's going to happen April 1st or 2nd out at, even though you've never been. Oh, no, you have been there at Assembly.
Yeah.
Assembly Studios right there at 85 and 285. And it films April 7th. Rest in peace, Mama. That's my mother's birthday.
Okay.
April 7th.
April 7th.
So, girls track team, The Good Daughter. Also looking for a boys football team.
Okay.
Now, see the theme I'm going for here?
Okay.
Got football. You got the, you know.
See, I should have had this last week when I was with the athletic directors.
They are looking for.
I could have just let the athletic directors know that you.
Well, give them a call. You still got their number. Boys, any ethnicity, 12 to 19 years old.
Okay.
To portray football players. Now, here's the deal. You're not going to be in a game. You're going to be doing practice drills.
Okay.
So that's it. You can be running around and all. You ain't got to hit nobody, nothing like that. Experience a plus, but also athletic guys comfortable doing football drills. You'll see that.
How many?
Doesn't matter.
I mean, could it be 25, 30?
No. Could be 50. I don't know. They don't list the number because you don't want to put that out there because they'd figure, well, I won't be the first 10 or 20. There is no number here as far as their needs. So we're just going to assume
okay,
they
could so if you have a coach here in the metro area that coaches a high school team that wants to get them together.
Well, high schools aren't going to have 12-year-olds. See, there's a range. 12
to 19. That's high school to get 19.
So right, 19, thing. Yeah, but 12-year-old, you're still
middle school. Middle school and high school.
All right, well, anyway, so you got that. You got also coaches. You're speaking of coaches. So get you guys on the phone again because they need coaches. 35 to 60 years old, same project. They also need, so I got your coaches, I got your athletes. What's missing from this little theme we got going on here?
I don't know.
The parents, rooting on their kids.
Parents.
So they need parents.
What about you don't need a referee?
No, I don't need no referees.
What?
I don't need no ref.
Well, no, they're not playing a game. They're practicing.
You're watching in practice. Okay. 35 to 60 years old for parents. Now, there's also.
That coach don't know how to coach my baby.
The other project.
You see the parents over there.
That
coach don't know how to coach my baby.
Is the DTF St. Louis. I'm just going to keep going here. And they need couples who enjoy riding bikes together.
Okay.
So this is real easy. This is that Jason Bateman and David Hubbard dude from Stranger Things. their project. So again, when I say they need all kinds of couples, believe me when I tell you they need all kinds of couples.
Cool.
You'll see the list that I have down here specifically. They're seeking certain kinds and director selected. Catrett Casting still looking for you partygoers and those of you who want to hang out at the lake. And Casting All Talent still looking to put some people in this Christmas project. It's kind of slow right now, but there are stuff in front of the camera. And I walk you through how to find the jobs behind the camera starting at Georgia.org after right. You see the jobs in front of the camera. You guys got any questions about any of this stuff, Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com. And you can also see the list up on Get Cast with Greg on X. I always want to say Twitter. I'm not falling into that thing which you did. You're calling it this week. It's
well,
X.
Whatever you want to
call
it this
week. I got to get used to saying X.
I call it Twitter.
All right. Well, what he said. So you can see the list there and check it out. And once again, Beauty in Black on Netflix. I got some folks who work out there, Tyler Perry, that listen to us going out there. So I want to make sure they hear us talking about it from time to time.
Okay.
And so this is the ending of season one, actually, what's airing right now. Having said that, moving into the 9 o'clock hour, Jason Longshore, as he got some things to talk about with Atlanta United as they get ready to go up against Messi and Inter Miami. That pre-kick is at 6 o'clock, kick at 7. You can't get in front of a TV. We have that for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But up next, got a little NFL action that we have not talked about yet. Some college basketball. That I also want to get some of these names that you have got listed of some of these teams that you don't normally talk about. And according to Sam, you definitely don't know their nicknames or the uniqueness of them. So that's coming up. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Nah, shut up. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.